a sus compañeros, y a lo largo de esos tres meses que dura ese trimestral, pues se ha formado un grupo realmente bonito. Se han formado amistades, la gente aprendía muchísimo y era una manera muy divertida y muy amena de pasar las tardes, pues eso, dos veces o tres veces a la semana. Entonces os animo mucho a apuntaros a esos cursos intensivos o trimestrales que tenemos, y si queréis, pues llamadnos para más información al 91 133 5833.
Y ahí entra el equipo de niños y niñas. El monitor de inglés está preparado y empieza a preguntar. Es increíble cómo todos responden a las preguntas, rápido y sin equivocarse. Ahora el monitor corrige una respuesta y uno de los niños pregunta a otro. Vaya nivel de inglés que tienen estos niños, cada día es más alto.
En el Vaughan Camp del Atlético de Madrid, tus hijos se sentirán parte de la familia atlética mientras mejoran su nivel de inglés. Un campamento único en el que los niños trabajarán junto a monitores nativos y el equipo técnico del Atlético de Madrid. Vivirán una experiencia inolvidable en inglés y tendrán esa oportunidad que tú no tuviste. Llámanos al 91 133 5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Empower your English. Empower yourself.
Welcome to English O'Clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio are my five very talkative students. Why don't you introduce yourselves? Danny.
I'm fine.
Now, why don't you introduce yourself? When you introduce yourself, you say who you are, not how you are.
Okay.
I'm Danny.
I'm...
That's it. I'm Danny.
I'm Danny.
Very good. Jesus.
I'm Jesus.
You're Jesus. Very good.
Yes. I'm Annabelle.
Very good.
I'm Gucci.
Very good.
I'm David.
I'm
David.
All right. Very good. So this is how you introduce yourselves. Just by saying how you are, no, but who you are. I'm Julia. All right, and but now we know that Danny is doing well. He's not doing too bad. All right, the first and only Twitter question today is going to be how you say trabajador o trabajadora in English, and I'm referring to the adjective. I'm not referring to the noun, el trabajador. I'm referring to que un chico o una chica es muy trabajador o trabajadora. Do you guys know?
Yes.
We talked about it before the break. But I'm sure you know. All right, let's start with the question mix. Is Greek an easy or a difficult language for you, Annabelle?
It's difficult for me.
Is Greek an easy or a difficult language for you?
It's difficult for me.
It's a
difficult for me.
But it's a difficult what? It's a difficult horse, or it's a difficult elephant, or it's a difficult, I don't know, hamburger.
It's a difficult Greek
language
for me.
Again.
Okay. It's a difficult language for me.
Very good. And are people from Ecuador Colombian?
No, they aren't.
Are they Peruvian?
No, they aren't.
What nationality are they?
People from Ecuador are Ecuadorian.
Very good. They're Ecuadorian. Plane Palermo Istanbul.
This train is going from
plane.
This plane mm-hmm. is going from Palermo to Istanbul.
Very good. Plane Geneva Munich.
This plane is going from
Geneva
to Munich. Munich.
Very good. He's French. He's French.
What nationality is he?
Again?
What nationality is he?
What nationality is he? Very good. Ship London Gdansk.
This ship is going from London to
Gdansk.
Gdansk.
Very good. How do you say barco?
Ship.
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 Ship. That's it. Very good. Bolivia is a country. Bolivia is a country. Give me the corresponding question.
What's Bolivia?
Bolivia can't be in the question because Bolivia is the answer. Bolivia is a country.
What's Bolivia? No.
Bolivia can't be in the question.
Yeah.
Jesus, help her. Bolivia is a country.
What is a country?
Yeah, Bolivia is a country.
Yeah.
All right. Jesus is looking at me like, what are you talking about? What color is flower? What color is flower?
Flower is green.
Green. Mm-hmm. Flower is green.
A flower
could be green, but I'm not talking about a flower. I'm talking about flower. What is flower?
Arena.
Yes. Arena. Okay. So what color is flower? Stop it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Flower is white.
Flower is white. Very good. Ask me if PE is an easy or a difficult subject for me. Dave.
Is PE an easy or difficult subject for you?
All right. Ask me if PE is an easy or a difficult subject for me.
Is PE an easy or a difficult subject for you?
Very good. PE is an easy subject for me. This is a table. This is a table. Give me a sentence. The question.
What's this?
Very good. Ask me when St. Patrick's Day is.
When is St. Patrick's Day?
Again?
When is St. Patrick's
Day? St. Patrick's.
When is St. Patrick's?
St. Patrick's.
When is St. Patrick's Day?
Very good. What is he asking me?
He's asking you what...
When?
When St. Patrick's...
Saint?
When St. Patrick's...
Saint. How do you say santo?
Saint.
Not sen. Not son. It's saint. Saint Patrick's. Patrick. Again.
He's asking you when Saint Patrick's...
Saint. Why don't we all say it together? Hang on. Well, Dave starts. How do you say santo?
Saint.
Very good.
Saint.
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 All right. Now go again.
He's asking you when Saint Patrick's Day is...
Very good. Saint Patrick's Day.
Saint Patrick's Day.
It's very good. St. Patrick's Day is this Saturday on the 17th, on the 17th of March. Nancy, Orlando, New York. Nancy, Orlando, New York.
Nancy is going from Orlando.
Is
going from Orlando via New York.
No, via New York? No, to New York. Nancy's going from Orlando to New York. I don't know where you got the via from.
I read last week.
You read last week? Where?
In the book.
You read? Oh, but that's with three cities. So if I said Nancy, Orlando, New York, Boston.
Nancy's
a person.
Yeah. Okay. Nancy is going from Orlando to New York.
That's it. Nancy's going from Orlando to New York. Very good. And what color is a kiwi? What color is a kiwi?
A kiwi is green.
Very good. Green or any other color?
Brown.
Mm-hmm. Yellow.
Oh. Yes.
Yes. You can have either green kiwis or yellow kiwis. And what country is Rome the capital of? What country is Rome the capital of? What am I asking you?
You are asking me what London is the capital of...
What, what? Can you repeat?
You are asking me...
The question is simple. What country is Rome the capital of?
You are asking me what Rome is the capital of.
What country?
You are asking me what country Rome is the capital of.
Very good. And your answer is?
Italy.
Yeah, but in a full sentence.
Yeah, Italy is the capital of... Rome is the capital of Italy.
One more time.
Rome is the capital of Italy.
Very good. I'm happy. And you?
Me too.
Very good.
So am I.
Uh-huh.
I'm happy too.
You're happy too. Very good. What color is a banana?
A banana is yellow.
Is yellow? No.
Yellow.
Yellow. Again.
Yellow. A banana is yellow.
Very good. I'm not on the phone right now. And you?
Me neither.
Or?
I'm not in the phone.
In the phone.
On the phone.
Inside the phone. Coochie's in the phone.
I'm not on the phone either.
I'm not on the phone right now either.
Either.
Uh-huh.
Either.
Neither.
Am I.
Neither.
Neither am I.
Very good. Neither am I. Very good. I'm a teacher. No, actually, what nationality are people from Belarus? Annabelle.
The people from Belarus are Belarusian.
Very good. And I'm a teacher. And you?
I'm not a teacher.
Again?
Either.
But I am a teacher.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can't say either because I am a teacher.
Okay. Me neither.
But you can say what I'm saying is yo soy profesora. ¿Y tú? So you can say yo tampoco because we don't agree. Yes. So I'm a teacher. And you?
I'm not a teacher.
I'm
not a teacher.
That's it. I'm not a teacher. Very good. I'm not a lazy person. And you?
Me neither.
Or?
Neither am I.
Or?
I'm not a lazy person either.
I'm not a lazy person.
I'm not a lazy person either.
Very good. And is a mountain big or small?
It's big.
It's big. Very good. And ask me if Bilbao is a city or a town.
Is Bilbao a city or a town?
Very good. Bilbao is a city. And is your best friend married?
Is my best friend?
Is your best friend married?
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is. Very good. And is Lisbon the capital of Greece?
No. Lisbon isn't the capital of Greece.
Of Greece. Very good. And the short answer would be, is Lisbon the capital of Greece?
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't. Is it the capital of France?
No, it isn't.
What is Lisbon the capital of? What am I asking him?
You're asking him what Lisbon the capital of is.
No.
You're asking him what Lisbon
is the capital of.
Is the capital of.
Yes. Your answer?
Lisbon is the capital of Portugal.
Of Portugal. Very good. And what nationality are people from Australia?
The people from Australia.
People from?
The people from Australia are Australian.
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 Australian. Very good. The people from Australia are Australian. Remember, it's the O sound. And are you looking at the wall?
No, I'm not looking at the wall.
Very good. Then ask me where my car is.
Where is your car?
What are you asking me?
I'm asking you where your car is.
Very good. It's at home. It's at home. And where is Cantabria?
It's in the north of Spain.
Of Spain, very good. And ask Jesus if Spanish is a difficult or an easy language for him.
Is Spanish a difficult or an easy language for you?
Very good. What is she asking him?
She's asking him if Spanish is...
If Spanish
is an easy or a difficult language for him.
Very good. It's uneasy.
Uneasy.
Mm-hmm. So what does she want to know?
She wants to know if Spanish is an easy or a difficult language for him.
Very good. So what is he about to answer?
He's about to answer if Spanish
is an easy or a difficult
language for him.
Very good. And your answer is?
My answer is It's an easy language for me.
Very good. And where is Cádiz in relation to Madrid?
Cádiz is south of Madrid.
South.
South of Madrid.
Cádiz is south of Madrid. Very good. And ask me if Luigi Borghini is married.
Is Luigi Borghini married?
Yes, he is. Introduce Luigi Borghini to me and tell me everything you know about him.
Luigi Borghini?
Introduce Luigi Borghini to me. First, he, and then tell me.
He is...
No!
This is...
Yes.
Luigi Borghini. He's married.
Mm-hmm.
He's Italian.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Italy.
Very good.
And
man, woman?
He's a man.
He's a man. He's a man.
He's a man.
He's a man. Very good. All right. And ask me what nationality my sister-in-law is.
What nationality is your sister-in-law?
Very good. She's German. And what is that?
That's a guitar.
Very good. Is the Nile a long or a short river?
It's a long river.
Very good. And is the Nile in America?
No, it's not.
Is it in Asia?
No, it's not.
Where is the Nile?
It's in Europe.
No. It's not in Europe. So it's not in Australia, it's not in Europe, it's not in Asia, it's not in America. It's in
Africa. It's in
Africa.
It's in Africa.
It's in Africa. The Nile is in Africa. Very good. And tell me to ask you if music is easy or difficult for you.
Is music
Tell me to ask you.
You tell me.
Ask me.
You ask me.
No, ask me. Tell me to ask you. Dime que te pregunte a ti.
Okay. Ask me
mm-hmm.
if music is an easy.
Is easy or difficult?
Ask me if music is easy or difficult for you.
For me.
For me.
Very good again.
Ask me. If music is easy or difficult for me.
Very good. Is music easy or difficult for you? What am I asking him?
You are asking him if music is difficult or easy for him.
Very good. So what do I want to know?
He wants...
What do I want to know?
You want to know...
You want...
You want to know...
Mm-hmm.
If... If music is an easy or...
Mm-hmm. Is easy or difficult?
Is easy or difficult... For him.
Very good. So what is he about to answer? Dave.
He's about to answer if music is an easy
no.
or...
Nope. The question is music easy or difficult for you?
He's about to answer mm-hmm. if music is an easy...
No, but it's not an easy. You see, you use an easy or a difficult when you're talking about a subject or a language.
Okay.
So if you have... It can be an easy book to read or an easy subject or an easy language or an easy task or an easy exercise or okay. a difficult exercise. But if the question is it easy or difficult for you? Ya no decimos... ¿Es un trabajo fácil para ti? And you wouldn't say, sí, es un difícil para mí. You wouldn't say yes. that, right? So you have to pay attention whether okay. the question is it easy or difficult for you? ¿Es fácil o difícil para ti? Or if I'm asking, is it an easy or a difficult subject, language, whatever? So what is he about to answer?
He's about to answer if music is easy or difficult for him.
That's it. Very good.
Music is difficult for me.
Very good. And where in Europe is Spain? Kutsi.
Spain is in the south of Europe.
Very good. Spain is in the south of Europe. And where in relation to France is Spain?
Spain?
Mm-hmm.
It's
Spain is?
In Europe.
Yeah, but where in relation to France is Spain? So you have France here and Spain here. So where in relation to France is Spain?
France.
But where in relation to France is Spain? ¿Dónde está España? Yeah. Pero ¿dónde? How would you say it in Spanish? That's it. ¿Dónde en cuanto a Francia? Yeah. Sí, en relación con Francia.
Ah, okay.
That's it.
It's in the south of France.
So Spain is part of France.
Spain is in the south of France.
If you say Spain is in the south of France, what you're saying is que España está en el sur de Francia.
Sí.
Pero España no está en el sur de Francia.
No.
Está al sur. Sur. So how do you say that? Spain is...
Spain is in the...
In?
No, Spain, south.
Spain is?
Spain is south of France.
That's it. Spain is south of France. Okay. Al sur de Francia. Whenever you say in, it means it's inside. All right? So Madrid is in the center of Spain. Cádiz is in the south of Spain, meaning that both Madrid and Cádiz are inside of Spain. But when you compare it to a different country, for example, I could say Andalucía is in the south of Spain because Andalucía, the part of Andalucía, is within Spain.
Okay.
But I can't say Poland is in the east of Germany because that would mean that Poland is part of Germany, and it's most certainly not. Okay? I'm not typing. And you?
I'm not typing either.
Mm-hmm.
Me neither. Neither am I.
Neither am I. Very good. Let's take a look at lists 1 to 12 from the vocabulary booklet. So, how do you say, silla?
Chair.
Chair. Very good. How do you say clase?
Class.
Very good. How do you say cuadro o foto?
Picture.
Mm-hmm. Periódico.
Newspaper.
Very good. Taza.
Cup.
Very good. Marido.
Husband.
Husband. Very good. Pájaro.
Bird.
Bird. Very good. Bird is correct. Bolso.
Handbag.
Handbag. Very good. Hora.
Hour.
Hour. Very good. Enero.
January.
January. Very good. Cansado. Anabel. The ultimate test. How do you say cansado in English?
Tired.
Tired. That's it. It's not tired. It's tired. Very good. Cabeza.
Head.
Head. Very good. Bosque. How do you say bosque? It starts with F and finishes with orest.
Forest.
Forest. Very good. How do you say hijo?
Son.
Son. Very good. Necesario.
Necessary.
Necessary. Very good. Similar.
Similar.
Similar. Very good. How do you say iglesia?
Church.
Church. Hambriento.
Hungry.
Very good. Importante.
Important.
Yes. Sucio.
Dirty.
Yes. Informe.
Report.
Report. Very good. Pasillo.
Hall.
Very good. Hall. Not hole. Hall.
Hall.
Hall. That's it. Ruido.
Noisy.
What?
Noise.
Noise or noisy?
Noise.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
All right. What is noisy?
Ruidoso.
That's it. Ruido is noise. Ruidoso is noisy. How do you say bolsillo?
Pocket.
Pocket it is. How do you say pan?
Break.
Eh?
Break.
Break.
No, bread.
Break or bread?
Bread.
Bread. Very good. Very good. Pan is bread. How do you say dibujo?
Drawing.
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 Drawing. That's it. Llamada telefónica.
Phone call.
Phone call. Very good. ¿Por qué?
White.
Very.
Sorry. White.
Why? Not white. White is blanco. Principiante. Starts with B and finishes with beginner.
Beginner.
Beginner. Very good. Hija.
Daughter.
Daughter. Very good. Niebla. Starts with F and finishes with og.
Fog.
Fog. That's it. Tema.
Subject.
Subject. Very good. Todos o todo.
All.
Yes. Accidente.
Accident.
Yes. Viaje de negocios.
Business trip.
Very good. Algodón.
I don't remember.
Starts with K and finishes with otten.
Cotton.
Cotton. That's it. Very good. Cada o todos.
Every.
Every. Very good. How do you say pie?
Feet.
No.
Foot.
Foot. What is pies?
Feet.
Yes. 1 foot, 2 feet. Alto. Alto. Oh. No. The other one.
Hi.
Hi, very good. ¿Cuántos? ¿Cuántos?
How many?
¿Cuánto?
How much?
Very good. La India.
India. The India.
The India or no, India?
India.
India, India, India. Camino a carretera.
Road.
Road, very good. Nieve.
Snow.
Yes. Sopa.
Sopa.
Eh? Say what?
Soap.
Soap or soup?
Soup.
Soup. Soup. Soap is jabón, remember that. Playa.
Beach.
Beach, very good. Empresa.
Company.
Tarde después de oscurecer.
Evening.
Evening, very good. Abuelos. Abuelos.
Grandparents.
Grandparents, very good. Último.
Last. The last.
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 Yes. Pesado.
Heavy.
And the last one for Dave. Redondo.
Round.
Blando o suave.
Soft.
Varios.
Several.
Patata.
Potato.
Potato. Very good. Let's see if we can finish this before the break. What comes before Monday? Go, Annabelle. What comes before Monday?
Before Monday. Before Monday. Sunday.
Next.
Comes Sunday.
Very good. What comes after Wednesday?
After Wednesdays, Wednesday comes Thursday.
Very good.
Thursday.
Very good. What comes between Wednesday and Friday?
Between Wednesday and Friday comes Thursday.
Very good. What comes before Saturday?
Before Saturday comes Friday.
Very good. What comes after Saturday?
After Saturday comes Sunday.
What comes between Thursday and Saturday?
Between Thursday and Saturday comes Friday.
What comes before Wednesday?
Before Wednesday comes Tuesday.
What comes after Thursday?
After Thursday comes Friday.
What comes between Saturday and Monday?
Between Saturday and Monday comes Sunday.
What comes after Monday?
After Monday comes Tuesday.
Comes
Tuesday.
What comes before Tuesday?
Before Tuesday comes Monday.
Very good. What comes before Sunday?
Before Sunday comes Saturday.
What comes between Friday and Sunday?
Between Friday and Sunday comes Saturday.
What comes after Sunday? Fast, fast, fast. Quick.
After Sunday comes Monday.
What comes between Monday and Wednesday?
Between Monday and Wednesday comes Thursday.
Tuesday. What comes after Friday?
After Friday comes Saturday.
What comes before Thursday?
Before Thursday comes
Wednesday. Fantastic. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.
El libro del programa English O'Clock te está ofreciendo este programa.
¿Quieres obtener el certificado Cambridge First? Ya puedes prepararte con Vaughan, curso de preparación de exámenes para el Cambridge First Exam con profesores que son Speaking Examiners de Cambridge, expertos y altamente preparados en la enseñanza, con un gran conocimiento de los exámenes, las técnicas y prácticas empleadas para lograr llevar a cabo el examen con éxito. Llama ya al 91-133-5833. Si tienes un nivel B2 y quieres obtener el certificado Cambridge First, pero desconoces el funcionamiento del examen, necesitas ayuda y práctica para presentarte bien preparado y poder enfrentarte a la prueba con mayor seguridad y confianza. Llama ya al 91-133-5833 y pregunta por el curso preparatorio de exámenes oficiales de inglés con Vaughan. 91-133-5833.
En el Vaughan Camp del Atlético de Madrid, tus hijos se sentirán parte de la familia atlética mientras mejoran su nivel de inglés. Un campamento único en el que los niños trabajarán junto a monitores nativos y el equipo técnico del Atlético de Madrid. Vivirán una experiencia inolvidable en inglés y tendrán esa oportunidad que tú no tuviste. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Empower your English. Empower yourself.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. 91-133-5832.
Papá.
Dime.
¿Puedo hacerte una pregunta?
Sí, claro.
¿Por qué mamá y tú habláis tan mal en inglés?
La niñez es el momento en que hacemos preguntas incómodas. También es el momento perfecto para aprender inglés. Si no quieres que tus hijos se hagan mayores sin saber inglés, olvídate de los viejos métodos que utilizaron contigo. Descubre Vaughan Junior, un método que despierta sus ganas de aprender y su curiosidad por el inglés. Aprenden de forma natural y divertida. Llámanos ahora al 91-133-5832.
curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium. Un curso de inglés concentradísimo. Más de 100 horas de formación, que además incluye una inmersión en nuestro Daytown. Infórmate del Vaughan Premium. 911335833. 911335833. Pregunta por el curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium.
Hey Alberto, how's your dad?
Ah, que cómo está mi padre?
Yeah.
Ah, está genial. He's doing really, really well. He just retired, so he's spectacular. Thanks for asking.
What's he like?
What's he like? Oh, cómo es personalidad? He's very, he's a deep person. Una persona muy profunda. He's a philosophical person, okay. A spiritual person, and he's got a good sense of humor.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy, yeah.
What does he look like?
What does he look like? ¿Qué aspecto físico tiene? Good question. Well, he's got gray hair. He has a mustache. He's about medium height.
Okay.
And his build is about average as well. He's not fat or thin.
Do you look like him?
Yeah, we look a little alike.
Do you look like him more than your mother, or do you look more like your mother?
It depends who you ask. But I look like both of my parents in some way, physically. Físicamente.
And you like them both?
Yeah, I have to like them. They're my parents. I don't have a choice.
Ya no hace falta que exageres tu nivel de inglés. Con el método Vaughan es posible mejorar de verdad porque nuestros profesores te retan y acompañan para que obtengas los resultados que buscas. Apúntate ahora a nuestros cursos trimestrales y vive una nueva experiencia de aprendizaje con los profesores Vaughan. Apúntate ahora. Llama al 911335833.
El libro del programa English O'Clock te ofrece este programa. Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
We did not get it done, whatever we wanted, before the break. Welcome back to English O'Clock. We're on the basics, days of the week, exercise number 2. All right. So we still have 3 more to go. What comes between Sunday and Tuesday?
Between.
Ya están relajados. Dicen, no hay prisa. What comes between Sunday and Tuesday?
Sunday and Tuesday comes Monday.
Very good. What comes before Friday?
Before Friday comes Saturday.
Very good. Before. Oh, yeah? So it's Saturday, Friday, Saturday.
Before Friday comes Thursday.
Very good. And what comes between Tuesday and Thursday?
Between Thursday and Tuesday.
Between Tuesday and Thursday?
Between Tuesday and...
Thursday?
Thursday.
Again, start again, start again.
Between Tuesday and Thursday comes Wednesday.
Wednesday, very good. All right, now we have it. Let's take a look at questions with am, are, and is. This is not in the English O'Clock book, all right? But I will put it on Twitter at English_O'Clock so you have these questions. Am I sitting? Am I sitting?
Yes, you are.
Very good. Are you standing?
No, I'm not.
Are we from China?
No, we aren't.
Is Li Tong Spanish?
No, he's not.
Very good. Is the king tall?
Yes, he is.
Are you short?
Yes, it is.
It is the king.
Yes, he
is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is, because we know the gender. All right? Yes, he is. Are you short?
No, I'm not.
Is Blanca Suárez beautiful?
Yes, she is.
Is Javier Bardem a good actor?
Yes, he is.
Are you working?
No, I'm not.
No?
Sorry.
Are you working? No?
No, I'm not.
I'm...
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. Very good. Am I asking questions?
Yes, you are.
Very good. Are we slim? Are we slim?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Are we answering questions?
Yes, I am.
Are we answering questions?
Yes, we are.
Are you answering questions?
Yes.
Are you answering questions?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. Very good. Are we talking?
Yes, we are.
Am I Spanish?
No, you're not.
Is Kutsi here today?
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is. Very good. Is Annabelle a girl?
Yes, she is.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, I am.
Am I worried?
No, you're not.
Are you rested?
No, I'm not.
You're not rested.
Mm. What is the meaning of rested?
What is the meaning of rested? Descansado.
Okay.
To be rested, está descansado.
I'm not resting.
Rested.
Rested.
All right, very good. Am I writing?
No, you aren't.
No, you're not, or no, you aren't. Very good. That is exactly what I wanted. Do you remember last week? No, not the previous week either, but the one 2 weeks ago, I gave you a map of the United States. Do you remember? Do you have it? Do you have it on you? Take it out, because we're going to review how you say that something is somewhere in relation to. All right? So going back to the difficulty of saying que España está al sur de Francia, this is what this exercise is about. It's drill number 34. We're going to do sentences 21 to 30 from the English O'Clock book. And we're starting with 21. So where in relation to Missouri... Where in relation to Missouri is Illinois? Where in relation to Missouri is Illinois? Do we all know where Missouri is?
Yes.
Have we found it? All right. So where in relation to Missouri is Illinois? Kutsi.
It's northeast of Missouri.
Very good. It's northeast of Missouri. Very good. And where in relation to Illinois is Kentucky? Where in relation to Illinois is Kentucky? Danny.
It's west. No, east is.
Where in relation to Illinois is Kentucky? So Kentucky.
Kentucky, Kentucky, is south, west,
east,
southwest,
southeast,
southeast.
What?
Kentucky is southeast. Of Illinois.
Illinois. Yeah, we don't say Illinois. And it's not Kentucky, it's Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Kentucky. Very good. So, very good. Kentucky is, or it's, southeast of Illinois. Very good. And where in relation to Illinois is Indiana? Where in relation to Illinois is Indiana? Jesus.
Indiana is north of Kentucky.
But where in relation to Illinois? Illinois is Indiana, not to Kentucky. Where in relation to Illinois is Indiana?
Indiana is west of...
East.
Indiana is...
Yes.
east of Illinois.
There you have it. Again, repeat.
Indiana is east of Illinois.
Very good. Indiana is east of Illinois. Very good. Where in relation to Indiana is Illinois? Where in relation... So the other way around. Where in relation to Indiana is Illinois? Annabelle...
Iliana.
So we have Indiana and Illinois, and we just merge it together to Iliana. Where in relation to Indiana is Illinois. So Illinois?
Illinois?
No S.
Illinois?
No S. Illinois?
Illinois?
Mm-hmm.
Illinois west.
Illinois is?
Illinois is west of Indiana.
Of west of Indiana. Very good. And where in relation to Tennessee do we all... Know where Tennessee is?
Yes.
All right. Where in relation to Tennessee is Kentucky? Dave.
Tennessee is...
But where in relation... Wait. Where in relation to Tennessee is Kentucky? So we're asking about Kentucky.
Kentucky is north of Tennessee.
Very good. Kentucky is north of Tennessee. Not Tennessee, but Tennessee.
Kentucky is north of Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Kentucky is north of Tennessee.
All right. And where in relation to Tennessee is Arkansas? Where in relation to Tennessee is Arkansas, Annabelle?
Tennessee is...
But we're not asking about Tennessee. We're asking about Arkansas. Where in relation to Tennessee is Arkansas? So Arkansas...
Arkansas west...
Is?
Arkansas is west of Tennessee.
I would probably say... Southwest. Southwest.
Okay.
Arkansas?
Arkansas is north.
South?
No, southwest of Tennessee.
Southwest.
Southwest of Tennessee.
Again.
Arkansas is...
It's not Arkansas.
Arkansas?
No. It's not Arkansas or Arkansas. Yo no lo alcanzo. It's not that. It's not that. It's Arkansas. Arkansas.
Arkansas.
That's it.
Is southwest of Tennessee.
Very good. Arkansas is southwest of Tennessee. Very good. Where in relation to Tennessee is Mississippi? Danny. Where in relation to Tennessee is Mississippi? What are we asking about? Tennessee or Mississippi?
Mississippi.
Very good. So where in relation to Tennessee is Mississippi?
Mississippi is southwest of Tennessee.
I would say south, but southwest would also be correct. Very good. So it's southwest of Tennessee. And where in relation to Mississippi is Louisiana? Jesus.
Louisiana is southwest of Mississippi.
Very good. Very good. And where in relation to Mississippi is Arkansas, Annabelle?
Mississippi.
But we're not asking about Mississippi. We're asking Arkansas. About Arkansas.
Arkansas is in the...
In the. That means that it's inside Mississippi, but it's not inside Mississippi.
Arkansas is...
Arkansas.
Arkansas is north of Mississippi.
Arkansas is north of Mississippi. I'd say Tennessee is north of Mississippi. Arkansas is probably northwest. Very good. Again.
Arkansas is northwest of Mississippi.
Very good. And the last one. Where in relation to Alabama? Where in relation to Alabama is Georgia? Dave, where in relation to Alabama is Georgia?
Alabama.
But we're not asking about Alabama. Okay. We're asking about Georgia.
Okay. Georgia is northeast.
Nope.
Yes.
No.
Southeast.
Nope.
No.
Georgia is south.
It's not. No. But it's not south. Florida is south of Alabama. But Georgia is just east.
Okay. Georgia is east of Alabama.
Yes. Georgia is east of Alabama. Clear?
Clear.
Explain it to me. A ver, contadme. You can explain it in any language you like. Go. Gucci.
En Spanish.
Por ejemplo.
Hay que decir, está al sur o al este o al norte. O norte-sur, norte-este. Noreste. De la otra cosa.
Vale.
Otra.
Y...
No está dentro.
So what can't we use?
In the,
no, in the...
No podemos usar, tenemos que decir de.
Very good, very good. It's southwest of, or it's north of. Está al norte de, está al sur, it's south of. Once you say it's in the south, it means it's inside the entity. And we don't want that, because the states are not within each other. They're inside the United States, but not... I don't know, Kentucky is not in Illinois, or Indiana is not in Illinois, or Tennessee is not in Kentucky, or Arkansas is not in Tennessee. Okay, so we can't use in. All right, ask me what nationality Paula Eisenbach is. Jesus.
What nationality is Paula Eisenbach?
Very good, she's German. Ask me what nationality Kate Blanchett is.
What nationality is Kate Blanchett.
Very good. She's Australian. Ask me what nationality George Clooney is.
What nationality is George Clooney?
Again?
What nationality is George Clooney?
George who?
George Clooney.
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 Clooney. Very good. He's American. Ask me what nationality Brad Pitt is.
What nationality is Brad Pitt?
Very good. He's American. Ask me what nationality Jay-Z is.
What nationality Jay-Z is?
No. What nationality is?
What nationality is?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. Very good. Do you know who Jay-Z is?
No, I don't know.
Do you know who Beyoncé is?
Yes.
That's her husband.
Ah, okay.
How do you say that in Spanish? ¿Cómo se llama en español?
No, no sé.
No?
Jay-Z.
Jay Theta. Is that how you call him? Jay Theta. Mm. That's cool. Anyways, ask me what nationality Emma Watson is.
What nationality Emma Watson is?
Again.
What nationality is Emma Watson?
Watson, very good. Ask me what nationality Emma Watson is. What nationality is Emma Watson? What are you asking me?
I'm asking you what nationality Emma Watson is.
Very good. She's English. Ask me what nationality Zinedine Zidane is.
What nationality is Zinedine Zidane? No me sale.
Very good. Just say Zidane then, Zidane. What are you asking me?
I'm asking you what nationality Zidane is.
Very good. He's French. Ask me what nationality Nancy Johnson is.
What nationality is Nancy Johnson?
What are you asking me?
I'm asking you what nationality is...
Nope.
Sorry. I'm asking you what nationality Nancy Johnson is.
Very good. Nancy Johnson is American. Ask me what nationality Michael Johnson is.
What nationality is Michael Johnson?
What are you asking me?
I am asking you...
Silencio.
I am asking you what nationality Michael Johnson is.
Michael Jackson or Michael Johnson?
Michael Johnson is.
Again.
You're asking me what nationality Michael Johnson is.
Yeah, except I'm not asking, you're asking.
You're asking me.
No, but I'm not asking, you're asking me.
I am asking you what nationality Michael Johnson is.
Very good, he's American. Ask me what nationality Denise Johnson is.
What nationality is Denise Johnson?
Very good, what are you asking me?
I'm asking you what nationality Denise Johnson is.
Very good, she's American too. Very good. All right, I gave you a little picture of a room, okay, with a big dog and a small dog and... a big table and a small table. And I'm going to ask you questions about this picture, okay? And funny enough, I was cleaning my house this weekend and I tossed loads of paperwork and I found when teacher training here at Vaughan trains a new teacher, we get given homework. So we have to do a certain set of homework. And so when I trained, that was back in 2006, in January 2006, which is over 12 years ago, we had to write about 80 questions about this picture. And I found that piece of paper. So it was like a trip down memory lane.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Anyway, so you have the picture in front of you, and the question goes like this. Where's the big book? Where's the big book, Annabelle? Where's the big book?
It's... on the table.
On the big table or on the small table?
It's on the big table.
Very good. Is the big book black?
Yes, it is.
Very good. And is the small book on the small table or is it under the small table? Dave?
The big book.
The small book?
The small book is on the table.
Very good. But on the big table or on the small table?
The small book is on the... on the big table.
The small book is on the small...
The small one...
The small book?
The small book is on the small table.
Very good. Is the newspaper on the chair or under the chair? Jesus.
The newspaper is on the chair.
Is on the chair. Very good. Is the small dog under the big table or under the small table? Danny?
Repeat, please.
Yes. Is the small dog under the big table or under the small table?
It's under the big table.
It's under the big table. Very good. Is the small dog next to the big pen or the small pen? Sill. Is the small dog next to the big pencil or the small pencil?
Me.
Yes.
The dog is next.
But is it the small dog or the big dog?
The small dog is next to the big pencil.
Very good. Is the big glass on the chair or is it on the table, Annabelle?
It's on the big table.
Very good. Is the magazine on the telephone or under the telephone, Dave?
The magazine is under the telephone.
Very good. Is the door open or closed, Kutsi?
It's closed.
It's closed.
It's closed.
Very good. Where is the big dog?
It's in the sofa.
That's not a sofa. What is it?
A couch.
Nope.
An armchair.
An armchair. So where is the big dog?
It's on the armchair.
Yeah, and I would actually say in the armchair.
In the...
Yes. because you're on a chair, but in an armchair. I don't know why, but it's like that. Very good. Is the big dog next to the small lamp or next to the big lamp?
It's next to the big lamp. The big lamp.
Very good. And is the watch on the small book or on the big book? Dave?
A watch.
Is the watch on the small book or on the big book?
The watch is on the small book.
It's on the small book. Very good. Is the big radio on the big table or on the small table? Annabelle?
It's on the big table.
Very good. Is the small radio on the small table or on the big table? Danny?
It's on the small table.
Very good. Is the small lamp under the big table or on the small table? Jesus.
The small lamp is on the small table.
Very good. Very good. Is the pen on the chair or in the armchair? Annabelle?
It's on the chair.
Very good. Is the small glass on the small table? Dave?
No, the...
Short answer. Is the small glass on the small table?
The small glass...
Short answer. Is
no,
the small...
No, it's not.
No, it's not. That's it. No, it's not. Is it under the big table?
No, it's not.
Where is it, Annabelle?
It's on the chair.
Very good. Is the magazine under the small table? Jesus? Is the magazine under the small table?
No, it's not.
Is it under the big lamp?
No, it's not.
Where is it, Dave?
The small glass... The magazine is under the phone.
It's under the phone. Very good. Is it also on the big table?
Yes. The magazine is on the table.
On the big table.
As well.
It's on the big table.
The magazine is on the big table.
Very good. And is the big dog under the chair, Jesus?
No, it's not.
Is it on the small table?
No, it's not.
Where is it, Annabelle?
It's in armchair.
It's in the armchair.
It's in the armchair.
Very good. Is the window open?
No, it's not.
Is the small lamp on the small chair?
No, it's not.
Is it on the big chair?
No, it's not.
Where is it, Dave?
The small lamp is on the small table.
Very good. The small lamp.
The small lamp... It's on the small table.
Very good. Is the big chair next to the small table or next to the big table?
It's next to the big table.
Very good. Is the small chair next to the small table or next to the big table?
The chair is next to
the... Which chair? The big one or the small one?
The small chair is next to the small table.
Very good. And is the short pencil on the big table or on the small table? Annabelle?
It's on the big table.
Very good. And is it next to the big glass or next to the small glass?
It's next to the big glass.
It's next to the big glass. Very good. Is the short pencil between the big book and the big glass? Or is it between the small book and the small glass? Jesus.
It's between the big book and the small glass.
And the big glass.
And the big glass.
Very good.
On the big table.
On the big table. Very good. Is the big radio next to the big book?
No, it's not.
It's not next to the big book. The big radio is not next to the big book.
Radio. Yes, it is.
Very good. Is the big book between the telephone and the small radio, Annabelle?
Yes, it is.
The small radio. Is the big book between the telephone and the small radio?
No, it's not.
Where is it, Gucci?
It's between the big book?
Yes.
Okay. It's between the telephone and the big radio.
Very good. And the last one. Is the pen under the armchair, Danny?
No, it's not.
Is it on the small chair?
No, it's not.
Where is it, Annabelle? Where is the pen?
It's on the chair.
It's on the chair. The big one or the small one?
It's on the big chair.
It's on the big chair. Very good. Very good. All right. This is a very simple picture, Okay. So you can basically take any kind of, I don't know, picture. You can even like take a picture of your home or on the street, whatever it is. And you can start asking yourself questions just like that. All right. Where is the green car? Is the green car next to the white car? Is it next to the red car? Okay. And this way you continuously practice English. So even if you're driving or if you're stuck in traffic, you can say, because obviously the lanes are moving at different speeds, you can review prepositions like that. All right. You can say, well, now I'm between a white car and a black car, but then 30 seconds later, you're between a red car and a gray car. But then you're in front of a blue car and behind a yellow car, for example. Okay. So you don't actually have to have these questions because you can come up with them. All right. Which is exactly what you're going to do this afternoon. Okay. All right. Very good. Let's take a look at drill number 39. We're going to do. No, we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it because the show is almost over. So let's take a look at the vocabulary list number 13, because I'm pretty sure we'll be able to do that. 14. Vocabulary list number 14. Bolsa.
Bag.
Very good. Cuarto de baño.
Bathroom.
Very good. Hombre de negocios.
Businessman.
Businessman, yes, very good. Cena.
Dinner.
Dinner, very good. Temprano.
Morning.
Yeah, morning is temprano, but how do you say temprano?
Early.
Early, that's it. Fábrica.
Factory.
Factory. Lejos. Lejos.
Far.
Far, very good. Yes.
Feet.
Feet, very good. Plano o llano.
Flat.
Flat. Comida.
Food.
Food, very good. Libre.
Free.
Very good. Hospital.
Hospital.
Hospital. Very good. Más tarde.
Later.
Yes. Noche.
Night.
Night. Cartero.
Postman.
Postman. Resultado.
Result.
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 Yes. Ahora mismo.
Right now.
Sueldo.
Salary.
Extraño.
Wait.
Bye. Word. Time is up. See you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye bye.
El libro del programa English O'Clock te ha ofrecido este programa. De inglés Vaughan Premium, un curso de inglés concentradísimo, más de 100 horas de formación, que además incluye una inmersión en nuestro Daytown. Infórmate del Vaughan Premium 911335833 911335833. Pregunta por el curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium.
Can you understand me? Are you following what I'm saying right now? It's easy to understand me, isn't it? Why? Because I'm not speaking English, really. I'm speaking classroom English.